let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Anina Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Home Show Garden Pros, here we are. Anina's right here, I'm right here. We're just actually talking about our own battles with this extreme wetness and how we're coping with the slow and steady disaster that is yes. Summer 2021.
Yes.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros. What we do? Well, hello, Anita.
Hello, Danny, and good morning. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you as well. So, you know, what we do is we talk gardening. As Anita and I were just doing off air, we
can't help ourselves.
We can't help ourselves.
No.
We want to give you advice. We want to give you skills, information, teach you about some good products.
Want to get you outside, even if it's raining.
Yes.
Get out there and be breathe that fresh air and do something.
Actually, it's not as hot when it's raining.
No, it's not as hot. So. It's been a cooler summer overall, actually.
No, that's very true.
Tell by a swimming pool. If you get in your swimming pool, it's still cool at this time of year. Swimming pools are about 90 degrees, and they're not.
Yeah. That's awesome. And so, like, icky when you get into a hot swimming pool. You're like, oh.
Well, that's Houston for you.
Yes, get out now. But that's what we do. We dish out gardening information. We have kind of a panel, if you will, a rotation of experts.
Yes.
Anita's on a unique rotation because she's here this week and we'll be back next week.
That's right. 2 weeks in a row.
I know. We'll have to grow the conversation.
Yeah, we can.
A little gardening joke for everybody. So what we do is we gather experts. We've gathered these experts. So Anita's from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens right there in Katy. Katy's really go-to shop for all things gardening. And, you know, you think about it, the wetness is hard on the nurseries also. So.
Yeah, it's not harder on water gardeners.
No.
We don't care. Doesn't hurt
like,
us at all.
Oh, good, fresh water. I don't have to fill anything up.
Yep.
Also, we've got plants for all seasons up there, 249 just past the Weta. Great place for all your plant shopping needs in Northwest Houston. You are covered there. Down Southwest Houston, you have Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Really bookending Richmond, Texas. Enchanted Forest, these places, they seem like they're kind of far away, but they're really not. It's the same with Nelson's. It's like, well, I don't know if I want to go out there. And then, oh, I'm here. It wasn't very far at all. So Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, same way. Southwest Houston, Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center up in Kingwood. And Kingwood's so lucky to have two just, you know, awesome garden centers like that. And then you got Nature's Way Resources just past the Woodlands, south of Conroe, kind of really close to a lot of homes. And they really specialize in native plants. So good group there, good company there, got a lot going on. And yeah, what we've gathered this team of experts to answer gardening questions, to help gardeners, really. Really, it's not about answering questions. It's about helping people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. Because,
yeah.
You know, Anita and I feel like we haven't really waxed philosophically in a while about gardening. But it's like, it's a really incredible activity. It's like one of the only things that maybe, no matter what politics or whatever, race, gender, identity, age, all of that stuff is just, it doesn't affect the plants. You know?
No, everybody can get out there and do it.
And it's great exercise.
And talk about it and share
yes.
their knowledge.
And maybe even their produce.
And their love of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have had multiple occasions when my neighbors have been like, that's enough squash.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, there's a joke in Iowa of not to leave your car unlocked because if you do, it'll fill up with zucchini.
Nice. Yeah, exactly.
Which reminds me of another joke. You know, we're having all this rain, right?
Right.
And there's a famous Southern joke of, you know, you live in the South when you mow the lawn and find a car. And if that was ever true, it's this year, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Lawns are growing so fast. Healthy, lawns with healthy soil.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yes.
I have some neighbors that mm-hmm. I know treat with a more synthetic approach, and their lawns are not booking.
Can see it in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
You can see it in our neighborhood. One of my neighbors used to use a Chemlawn thing, and he doesn't anymore. It's made a huge difference, where the other neighbor down the street, his lawn is yellowing and... They're actually dead patches with all this rain.
Right. It's just it's wild because you become so temporarily reliant
mm-hmm.
on those chemicals being by the roots. But with all the water,
it's
your nutrients are just down the drain.
Yep.
Literally. That's a saying, right? Down the drain?
Well, in our case, down to the creek, which that isn't good either.
No, no, that is bad. And mm-hmm. then because the creek is the bayou, is the bay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just whew, as we wade into deeper waters here of gardening topics.
Well, you know, this neighbor that I'm talking about who switched away from the Kemelon is a story we've been following at Nelson Water Gardens. He got a huge living room size patch of brown patch last fall.
Oh, wow.
And I talked him into not treating with a fungicide. I said, I will take care of it. Mm. And I'm proud to say that it's almost all gone. It was such a huge thing. It took a long time for the, like you always say, the St. Augustine is just a aggressive vine that grows on the ground, and it slowly creeped across and filled that living room size patch back up again.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That is incredible. Yeah. And I know that you do a lot of kind of experimental, you've done some experimental lawn action.
I have.
How's
yes.
your space?
Unfortunately, it's over our septic field.
Yeah.
And we had a problem with our septic and they tore the whole thing up.
Okay.
But the part that wasn't touched is almost completely filled in now.
Wow.
With St. Augustine. It's choked out almost all the weeds. And filled it. The other side, it's going to take a while for that to fill
right,
back in again.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, our big dangers with the lawn right now are this wetness, but wetness and compaction.
That, yes. And you know what? I've gotten a lot of reports of people with their St. Augustine yellowing. I was wondering if you could adjust that.
Address that. Yeah. Well, since you're here for 2 hours, that means we get to do two garden email questions of the week.
Yay.
And so we're mm-hmm. going to do those as
okay.
the show goes on. The first one's not related to lawns,
okay.
And so that's just a teaser to get everybody so excited about it. When we get back, 281-496-5711. We do want to hear about your lawn,
mm-hmm.
right? We want to hear what's going on. Maybe you've got a great success story. Maybe you've got a great thing to teach other listeners out there. So, yeah, 281-496-5711. What's your specific problem? How can we help? Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us, Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Hi, this is Nick Koenig. Come see us at Warren Southern Garden and Kingwood Garden Center.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 281-496-5711.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros, we're here on Sports Radio 610. So we have this website, homeshowgardenpros.com. Pretty awesome. Pretty great. Pretty good website.
I think so.
I just wrote an article about lawns, caring for them, and really, no, the big thing was how to install a lawn. So it shouldn't be too complicated of a process if you're using compost as a tool, but read more for the info, those of you that are installing a lawn. And so also wrote one about okra because I love okra. And yeah, it's good times. So also on the website, in addition to the Garden Pros here on homeshowgardenpros.com, there's the Listen Now button that you can hit and, you know, listen. It's the name of the button. And then there's also the Ask a Pro button, which sends us an email. And we answer these emails directly But I got a stumper. I got a stumper here, Anita. Stumped me. I read this to Anita, and she was like, "Oh, easy." And I was like, "Oh yeah, easy." Okay, but this is your specialty. So anyway, this is our Garden Pro email listener of the week from Nicole. So she says, "Hello. What is the best way and best time to separate water lily root so it can grow into multiple plants?" She has her water lily plant for 2 years, and the root is growing out of the pot. Can she repot it now? She also says, thank you very much.
Absolutely, she can do it now.
Okay.
Aquatic plants you can divide and propagate anytime during the growing season because they don't go through much transplant shock because they're in water. Unlike other plants, which they struggle in the summertime if you do any type of divisions or propagations. Also, you don't divide them when they're dormant in the wintertime.
Gotcha.
So this is the time, anytime from now until actually even October, she can divide that lily. And if it's growing out of the pot, she'll notice all the growth is coming out of the growing tip. She can just break that off and repot that.
Oh, wow.
And they'll still be a plant growing in the original pot as well.
Okay.
So she can start a second lily if she wants to. But the one drawback to water growing is you do have limited space. So
yeah, that's right.
You can't have too many lilies in your pond. That can happen.
Yeah, that can happen. But with all this rain, maybe your pond's bigger than normal. So
isn't that the truth?
So, okay. So cool. So that is interesting though about, 'cause a lot of times when we think of some of the annual plant care that we do, winter is the time to do it. Dormancy is the time.
It is, but it's completely reversed with the aquatic plants.
You know, it seems like quite a few things are like that, like fertilizer. Soil is kind of reversed. It's like you don't want a fluffy, airy soil for your water plants.
No, they actually like the heavier clay soil that we have here in Houston, the more they love it. In fact, we've had water lily experts from all over the world come here and say, we've got the most fantastic lilies they've ever seen. And it's because we have these
heavy
clay soils.
So
there's always a silver lining in every
world is jealous of our soils.
Yes. Well, the whole aquatic world is jealous of our soils.
Anita, don't downgrade it. The whole world is looking at us and they're jealous. They're like, those soils are too good. No, that's awesome. Okay, well, Nicole, hope that helps your very specific question.
Yes.
About water lily root. And if y'all don't know out there, we have sitting here one of the nation's premier water gardening experts. So it's like she knows a ton about it. She has a ton of history. She grows the stuff.
I do.
And I mean, I was in New Orleans and, you know, went to this water gardening place and they're like, oh my gosh, you know the Nelsons? Well, they're with the New Orleans accent, though, you know.
Yes.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
They're like, who dat gonna get them water lilies?
Yeah.
But anyway, they were really like, wow, she's the best. She helped us so much. They're so great. So anyway, I don't know if they're still in business. But
they're not. They retired. They didn't go out of business. They actually retired. Yeah. But they've turned their business over to the water garden to other nurseries in the area, so they've carried on the whole tradition. And plus, the owner of American Aquatic Gardens, Rich Satcher, now is a curator of all the water lilies at the New Orleans Botanic Garden. So if you go there,
awesome.
You'll see the water lilies that he grows.
That place is really wonderful.
It is. It's a great botanic garden. It's a real jewel of a botanic garden to visit.
Yeah, their director is one of my kind of favorite people in the business.
Really?
So,
who is it? I don't...
You know, I can't remember his name.
That's
I would have said his name. But
the
City Park,
which
the Botanic Gardens is part of that. Memorial Park's former chief operating officer is their president now.
Yeah.
So we got a little Memorial Park happening there in New Orleans. So pretty
cool.
Well,
for all of our listeners out there, you know, that's where you want to go in New Orleans. Forget going to the French Quarter. That's no fun.
No, do them both.
No.
Do them both.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do both.
Yeah. Antique shopping, get your Bloody Mary, walk around.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can go over to the gardens and check that out. It's beautiful. It's a day.
Yes.
That is awesome. Well, look at us appreciating other cities' fine botanic spaces. So cool. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you, right? I mean, we're here to help.
We do.
Gardening knowledge ready to go. And we got a couple things that we want to tackle. One of these big things is the lawn yellowing. I'm getting a lot of emails about it.
Good. It's not just me.
Yeah. I do, like, I'm not currently experiencing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just dealing with so much growth.
I am, but I have this one area in my yard that it's on a slope. So it never, ever is soggy except this year. And I'm seeing this yellowing in this
interesting
one area that it doesn't drain as quickly and rapidly as the other areas do.
Well, we will address this as we return. Mm-hmm. Again, 281-496-5711. How can we help you? We're interested for you to join the conversation, for you to tell us what's going on in your spaces. Home Show Garden Pros.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
It's irrigation checkup time. Chinch bugs and brown patch love when you scrimp on water. Check your sprinklers to better beat both pests. Watering wisely is what makes us the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Forget to fertilize your color to keep them blooming all summer long. Our blooming plants work really hard for us over the long growing season in Houston, and they could use a little thanks in the form of fertilizer, especially with all the rain that we've had lately. We've got lots of options for you to keep your color blooming all summer. In addition to fertilizing, don't forget that some of your annuals and perennials will benefit from a light trimming this time of year to keep them full and dense and promote new blooms. This is the time of year for crepe myrtles. You'll see them blooming all over the city. Come on out and see the great selection. There's sure to be one that'll fit your spot. Don't forget, it's not too late to plant evergreen shrubs. Lots of folks still haven't replaced everything from the freeze, but we've got a great selection this time of year. With all the rain, that's going to give you a little help to get them established in the heat of the summer. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to West Houston and Cinco Ranch in Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugar Land, Great Wood, and Rosenberg. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Forest Richmond and Enchanted Gardens Richmond.
And now we're back to Anita and Danny.
Joey, yes. Great place down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place. Enchanted Gardens, I guess it's not too far from y'all. It's kind of like southwest of Cinco Ranch.
Half hour, 30 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Joey's doing a great job, though. Mm-hmm. Just a great job. All right, so yellowing lawns. Raise your hand out there if your lawn is yellowing. I can't see you, but okay. Oh, we got a few people here that have some yellowing lawns. There are multiple reasons why that could be happening.
Mm-hmm.
One is, simply put, your nutrients are gone, and they're what, you know, your fertilizer that you're using over the years is being rinsed away. So another is compaction. You're dealing with compaction. Soils, all this water does do that. It kind of like makes the soil into batter, sort of, and that batter is not really conducive for biological life. So if you haven't done a lot of work beforehand, that can happen pretty quickly. Those are probably our two big things. So nutrient loss and compaction. And, you know, we...
I know what you're going to say.
Well, also, I mean, the other thing that we've been warning against for a long stretch is our fungal problems.
Yes.
And some of those can really do a yellowing. If you get a very expansive version of brown patch all over your lawn, generally what happens there is you get yellowing. you just it's not too intense, but it will get worse. On that one, you might, though, have a little bit of browning at the thatch layer, and you might start seeing some thatch. As Anita knows, thatch is not natural in Houston.
No, because our warm climates, things decompose pretty rapidly.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if you guys have ever realized this or thought about this, but decomposition is not this, like, thing that the plant waste does by itself.
No, it needs to have lots of aerobic bacteria and moisture to make it happen.
Yeah, and so if you're seeing thatch buildup starting, it'll be kind of wet and gray. That's probably a sign of something.
Yeah, like there's death in your soil. There's not a lot of microscopic life going
on. Right,
right.
Yes. Yeah, we were driving around in northern Arizona up about 10,000 feet, right? Mm-hmm. And my daughter was like, why are there so many trees in the forest? On the fallen trees.
Yeah.
And it's the same in Colorado, same in all these high altitudes. And it's with the less oxygen in the air, you just have fewer microbes that break down the trees.
And not as much moisture also.
Right.
Yes.
And so this is, it's like the same kind of concept. You know what I mean? Is a thatch layer in Houston is a sign of sterile soil.
Yes.
And so that is the start of a disease invitation because you don't have any competition for disease microbes. So, okay, if people have a lack of nutrients, what can they do?
Good old Nature's Way compost and MicroLife fertilizer, just the way to go.
There you go.
So I guess I'll have to be out there. Well, I did buy a lot of Nature's Way compost this spring, so I'll get out there when it dries out a little bit there and recompost the yard.
Yeah, and the great thing about this is that its nutrients are locked into the body's.
And that makes sense because I told you the yellowing was on the slope of my yard.
Yeah.
Where obviously a lot of its the nutrients are draining away.
They're just sliding away.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that is one thing, too, is that we depend – I know I depend on fertilization on my leaves of my grass.
You yes.
Know, mulch mowing. And But that can set and can rinse away. It breaks down over time and turns into soil food by the microbes over time. And it's a great fertilizer, a really high nitrogen fertilizer. There's some carbon in there too. But with all this water, if you have flowing water in your yard, that could be something where you're just seeing a lot of that kind of broken down plant material go away, or humus, just slide, just flowing away, just going out of your yard. And so that's where doing something that is locked into the bodies of microbes is the way to go because they don't flow away. You know, they'll kind of come to the surface, it drains, they'll go away, not go away, then they will stay there. So that is exactly the way to get nutrients back in your yard. And we're going to talk to Tim, and then we're going to figure out how to reduce compaction. So Tim, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, listen, I got a citrus tree, I guess making a comeback, what it's doing.
Okay, okay.
And this is the Mylar, the Mylar tree, lemon tree.
Yeah, that improved Mylar lemon.
I put some Adena around it, and when it first happened after the freeze, and I thought it was dead, I left about 10 inches out of the ground, and I just happened to notice the other day, I was about to give it a dig it up out of the ground, but I noticed some sprouts coming from it, from that dead wood, I thought. So what's my next step now to really bring it along?
So are you saying, are these new shouts, sprouts coming from the top of the 10 inches or somewhere?
Coming from the bottom, the side of the of that 10-inch sprout that I left sticking out of the ground.
Okay, so do you know where the graft scar is on the trunk?
No.
Okay, so all of these citrus that we grow, almost all of them, there's very few seed-grown citrus, are grafted. So you got the little trunks that are going in the little roots going in the ground, and then on top of that, they take a scion, which is the fruiting wood, and they graft it. They literally, like, form the two into each other, like it's a new arm or something like that.
Okay.
And so that's how you can guarantee fruit, that you're buying the same fruit tree. And that top part may have died, and so what may be growing back is the roots. And okay. So that is not desirable unless you want to graft onto that.
Okay, I see.
Which is kind of complicated grafting.
Yeah. Okay.
And so our best advice. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, take a picture before you tear it out. Just take a picture and send it to homeshowgardenpros.com.
Okay.
There's the Ask a Pro button, and you can include one picture and just try to get a close-up of where the buds are starting. Because a lot of times they are, I mean, a lot of these buds are above the graft line. I mean, I have three citrus that are making it, and, you know, they're all above the graft line and have confirmed with leaf identification. And so before you rip it out, send me a picture, and then if it is a healthy plant, what are some things he should do to encourage health?
I definitely compost all around the root system, all the way around the trunk of the tree.
Yeah.
And use the MicroLife Switch Citrus fertilizer. And that's what I would do, and water it in real well. Well, you don't need to water it in. Not right now.
Yeah.
Well, also, Anita always encourages us with citrus to use worm castings.
Yes. Well, worm castings are great because they keep away a lot of insect problems, oddly enough.
But for a young tree like that, that's kind of resuscitating up for back from the dead, mm-hmm. we really want to kind
strengthen
of,
it. Yeah. Yes, against disease and such.
So it might be a great thing to do is before you put down that compost, just do a little sprinkle of worm castings, you know, maybe like a foot out from the trunk all the way around it, and then top off.
Okay.
And I'd be using compost as mulch. That's what I'm doing with my trees, is compost as mulch for this year.
Yeah, that's what I did. I kind of mulched around it first, and I soaked it really good, and put that Medina. And Medina Plus around it.
Yeah.
And
I think that's a fine thing to keep doing.
Yeah, I'm hoping that this is going to be good for it. I'm hoping it's going to be the real thing. Let's see. We'll see, though.
Well, Tim, send me that picture. Let's make sure that you don't have just rootstock growing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I sure will.
Okay. Thanks,
right,
man.
Guys. Appreciate it.
Have a great question.
Bye-bye now.
Good question with Tim. That's what a lot of people deal with.
Yes. Yeah.
So. We'll talk a little bit more about grafting and fruit tree growing as we kind of circle back here. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren's Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrenssoutherngardens.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros. We have some chill gardening music here. Okay, 281-496-5711. Do want to talk very specifically about a product that we have mentioned already, even though it's 7:30 here at the bottom of the hour, and that is MicroLife. So MicroLife, just in a nutshell, phenomenal fertilizer, but it's actually fertilizer. What I mean by that is it actually makes your plants fertile, right? It makes the soil fertile. A lot of plants are just adding nutrients. This is adding nutrients, yes, and a lot of it, and a lot of kinds of it, but also it's adding microbes to your soil that help that nutrient get into the plant. That's the way it works in nature, is that decaying plant litter, you know, maybe animal waste, insect stuff, add these nutrients to the soil, and microbes provide them and break them down in a way that gets there. Well, MicroLife is a shortcut. It's basically the perfect fertilizer for making nature happen in your space. What are you using right now, Anita, as your MicroLife fertilizer? What's the one you're going to?
I just use the green one.
You're a 6-2-4 person?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
But I have the blue bag,
yeah,
which I use for my fruits and vegetables.
Nice, nice. That's the ultimate. It's got just a bunch of added features to it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to really get people in their lawns to use the tan bag right now.
The brown patch.
That's
one.
The brown
yes,
patch,
I have
yeah.
that one, too, for my neighbor.
And it's the same as the 6-2-4. Mm-hmm. They just reduce the amount of 6-2-4 and increase mm-hmm. the inoculate.
Yes.
And so you just get a lot more of those kind of tiny little creatures that eat the bad fungi. And you know, you can grow them in your soil, and they're just there protecting it for if those things show up. I love Humates Plus also. This is one that we're really trying to get everybody to use on a regular basis to deepen the roots of your grass. You do that, you water less, you mow more, but you water less.
How often do you mean by regular basis? Like once a month?
Well, Humates Plus, I would think twice a year.
Twice a year.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Midsummer and maybe as a winterizer.
And it's so much easier to put out them. the compost.
Yeah, and I you know, I don't even think of the two as related. I mean, humates such a Now there is humic acid in compost, but this one that they make is all these minerals. Mm-hmm. And then they've kind of got it in a place, and it's got this huge molecule. It's really cool stuff. So Microlife also makes a bunch of liquid organics. So many great things to spray out there. It's safe to use. Your kids, your pets, totally safe. And it works really well to improve the soil, which in turn improves the roots, which in turn means better plants for you. So keep that in mind. Microlifefertilizer.com. Really cool stuff. And all of them are available at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro. So that's nice, too. 281-496-5711. What you thinking about? What you dealing with? Yellowing lawns? Maybe fungal problems in your lawns?
I was thinking about my potted plants.
Okay.
The rain also is washing all the nutrients out of those.
Yes.
So I've been watering every time I water with the Microlife seaweed diluted down. And I save all my milk jugs.
Okay.
So I just fill them up with, and put a little seaweed in there, and I just keep them out there, and they're ready to go, and water my. But I've been, and normally I wouldn't feed them so much fertilizer,
right?
But because the rain is, I mean, I even put it on straight on a couple of my potted plants that are really big,
yeah.
Because I know they started yellow, and I just pour it on straight. I didn't even bother to dilute it.
Well, with all this rain, it's like the rain's going to dilute it for you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's I was thinking about that when you were talking about their liquid fertilizers.
No, that's great. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great little strategy. We have been getting a few questions, especially hibiscus related ones. But one person, after asking a few more questions, they have these big old hibiscus in pots.
Yes.
And this year they're really fading. And I was like, I wonder if that's too much water or just like a lack of nutrients from the potted plants.
You know, you made me think. I saw that happen with a couple hibiscus at the shop.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what that is. Yeah.
I mean, it's probably a nutrient problem.
A nutrients? You think?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like you have these big plants that have been fine for so long.
Yes.
And now, you know, 40 inches over 2 months have just washed everything away.
Yes.
And so that actually can be pretty true in your raised beds also.
Yes, yes.
And so a response to this rain with the gardens is to make sure that you're keeping nutrients available.
Yes.
And I really would encourage y'all to consider doing inert nutrients, not activated nutrients like a chemical fertilizer, but something like Nature's Way remineralizer.
Yeah, I have that too. Yes, yeah. I use that all the time.
So the rain is already charged.
It's charged. Yeah, it's negatively charged. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either. But I also remember the word for electronic, which is fine.
Photon? No. Oh, I can't remember it.
So. It falls in and it makes these exchange happens in your soil. Mm-hmm. And if you're using a chemical fertilizer, that exchange is already trying to happen. And so now, boom, what really is getting all the fertilizer is your water, and that will rinse out. And so if you can use these inert ones like Texas Sands, like Nature's Way remineralizer, then you will get those minerals to stay in place. And that's going to be really helpful for your hibiscus, but also for all your potted plants and for your raised beds.
And it's pretty stable, too.
Very stable.
It's very stable.
It's mm-hmm. like, it's super stable. It's so stable, you could build a house on it. No, that's not to quote the Bible too much, but you know the whole shifting sands thing.
Well, the one thing about using the mineralizers is it's stable, but it makes the plant tissue sturdier when you have more minerals in the soil. You don't have so much floppiness going on.
Right.
Like if you're putting too much nitrogen and some of the other more macronutrients onto your plants.
Yeah, you get some balance.
Mm-hmm, you get balance, just like we do.
That's right. We need balance.
281-496-5711.
Balance us out with your thoughts. Let's hear what's on your mind. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev all-natural plant stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at OrganicRev.com.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills. Earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
We're all about tomato love. Want to grow them in the fall? Start your seeds now. Your Home Show Garden Pros are back with growing kits and tasty tomato seeds. Right now, we're sprouting advice here on the Home Show Garden Pros.
It's Sherry at Plants for All Seasons. The heat is on. We have everything you'll need to get through this hot, humid summer that we're going to experience. With the high humidity and rainfall, we're going to see a lot of lawn fungus. We have all the lawn products that you'll need to take care of the problem. If you're not sure what's happening in your yard, bring pictures into the nursery. Our guys will help you figure out the right solution for the issue. Your vegetable gardens are probably bursting at the seams right now with fresh vegetables. They would like nothing more than a drink of compost tea, brewed fresh every week and available on the weekends. We just got a huge order of amazing succulents in all different varieties, and our greenhouse is loaded. We are open 7 days a week, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our incredible staff is always available to answer all your gardening and lawn questions. You can always find out more by visiting us at plantsforallseasons.com or our Facebook page. We're located at 21328 State Highway 249. And now more Home Show Garden Pros with Anita and Danny.
Thanks, Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
281-496-5711. Cynthia, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Anita?
Good morning. Thank you so much, Danny, for this wonderful show and all your phenomenal guests, including Miss Anita. I'm learning so much and really appreciate the work you're doing.
Well, credit certainly goes all over the place to our our great co-op members, our great garden pros, to, you know, the owner of the show, Charlie Mojo, does a great job. We've got a great staff, this guy. So anyway, thank you so much for saying that.
You bet. Thank you all. My situation is my mother's grave is in Central Texas, and the town is maybe unfairly a culture of chemicals. And so for some reason, the wildflowers on my mother's grave were mistaken for weeds, and the whole plot was sprayed with something that's probably Roundup, or it could be stronger. I'm not sure, but I want to know how to proceed. Do I need to remove the soil? There's bluebonnet seed. There's a lot of wildflower seed in there, and I'm worried that it's all destroyed by these chemicals because it just looks burned now.
Yeah.
And how do I proceed and move forward and hopefully be able to plant more wildflowers again in the future?
Well, the good thing is Roundup doesn't destroy seeds. And we know this because if you treat it with Roundup, 2 weeks later, the weeds are back up again. So,
okay, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. It's mostly a topical killer, although it gets into the soil, and that's not good. But I probably would leave it alone. Let it come back on its own. What do you say? What do you say, Danny?
So, I love your thoughts, your ideas there. Yeah, it's not really known to stay in soil for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It can damage some kind of microbial life there, but a little bit of humic acid will kind of lock up everything that might be there and also add some valuable nutrients. But your
problem, don't want to fertilize too much because wildflowers don't like it.
Just a little bit of humic. Yes. Humic acid is all you got to do. The humates plus.
Yeah.
But your big problem is with education, Cynthia, right?
Yeah.
So I might make like a sign and laminate it. But, you know, you want to cut the corners off of the paper first so the laminate stays sealed.
Yes.
and then put something like, you know, my mother loves wildflowers, please leave these, you know, something like that. Make a couple of those and just put them near the site, and you can put a logo on them, make it a pretty font, something like that. Or, you know, even make like a metal sign that says the same thing. But just let them know that not all plants aren't, if it's grass, it's not evil. You know what I mean? So
right. I've spoken with the groundskeepers there, and I've volunteered to work with anyone on weed and flower and wildflower identification. So I'm going that route also, but the sign is a wonderful idea.
Yes.
That's a good way to go with that.
And once you start talking to people, you'll be surprised how many people are thinking the same way you are. They just have to do their job. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, gosh. We didn't even know that, but you'll start changing some minds. So that's good
work. Thank you. My mother couldn't stand those plastic fake flowers.
It's wild, isn't it? Yes. Wild. Oh man, I was at my great uncle's funeral in down like south, maybe Lavaca, and it was like I could not get over how many fake flowers there were. It was like, I was like, what is going on? Like, it was so crazy.
Pretty for a week and a half, and then they break down.
Yes.
Yes.
But thank you so much.
Wait,
for
real
your
quick,
help.
Cynthia, what town are we talking about? It's not a throw under the bus. It's sort of like a.
It's near LaGrange.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah. Well, it's funny. Cynthia, thank you so much for that call.
Thank y'all so much again, and y'all take care.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Awesome to hear from her. In Fayette County, OBA, an organization that focuses on organic horticulture, is doing a showing of a movie, Kiss the Ground. So, Cynthia, if you hear that and you can kind of find obaonline.org, send them that information, and maybe some of these groundskeepers can head over there and, you know, learn a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's what a cool opportunity. So LaGrange downtown is so cool.
It is. It's
so charming. So charming. Maybe the best courthouse in the state. Anyway, it's not Home Show Courthouse Pros. Home Show Garden Pros here on Sports Radio 610, 281-496-5711. Cynthia, thanks for that great call. 281-496-5711.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees. Feed the earth, starve the landfill with Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com. Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
As we talk about helping you out with your gardening, building skills, giving you good products, need to mention Monterey products, Monterey Lawn and Garden. They have a very broad range of products.
They do.
And, you know, it's funny because we started doing a seasonal conversation, like, oh, what's the topic right now? Maybe 4 months ago, we were like, oh, man, snails are so bad.
Snails.
Mm-hmm. And usually it changes, but snails have remained really,
oh,
really
yes,
bad.
Yes, they have.
I was like gone for a week, come back, and I was like, my collard greens have just been destroyed.
Yes.
I'm like, what caterpillar? Usually it's like a cutter caterpillar or a roller. And I it wasn't a caterpillar at all. It was snails.
Yes. So, what's a snail? What's a predator of snails?
Well, other snails, decollete snails.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know if you can buy decollete snails, but yeah, they're the spirally ones.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, yes.
But, yeah, but luckily I don't have to worry about getting a predator because they're sluggo. So sluggo plus is really great. It'll actually keep cockroaches out of your bed too, which is awesome. At least that's been my experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so you make a little barrier between the snail home and your plant, or a circle around the plant. So I did protect my peppers. So I have this really beautiful bell pepper plant, and snails always damage that. So I protected that with sluggo, but I didn't do my collard greens, and they're just literally I pulled 10 off. And so, you know, and what I always do, I just throw them over my neighbor's fence. But sorry, Alan, if you're listening, that you get so many snails over there.
Yeah.
So, but that's it's an easy way to deal with snails. The problem is we don't expect them to carry into late July.
Yes.
We don't expect them to be a problem. They just have been a problem this whole time. Speaking of caterpillars, they also have their awesome BT.
Yes, and right now, if you have cannas, the leaf rollers are really bad right now, so you want to use BT on them. But just on your cannas, don't use them anywhere else, because it will also kill butterfly caterpillars too. So
yes,
yeah, be
anything judicious. That's advertised to kill caterpillars will kill caterpillars. Yes. You know, and that's the reality, is that don't think that one is for moths and one's for butterflies. That's not how that works.
And you know, I've just decided I'm going to let nature do its thing in my yard. So the leaf rollers came in, they got all over the cannas, and the cannas looked shredded. But 2 weeks later, their cannas are coming back.
Yeah.
It doesn't look so bad, and probably they've grown up into moths. Moths are pollinating my garden at night. So,
or if they never rolled anything, probably birds got them.
And I've got a lot of birds in my yard, so it's all good.
I learned this recently, that birds cannot feed their young on seeds. They have to feed them caterpillars.
They have to feed them caterpillars.
So anyway, we're talking about Monterey Lawn and Garden products. This is why Monterey is so special, is because they have such unique and targeted products that you don't have to like.
And BT is totally safe to put on your vegetables.
Yeah, it doesn't damage you, pets, or bees. None of that gets injured by BT.
And they've developed a BT product that also kills mosquito larvae.
Yeah.
So with all these puddles laying around, you want to use that product as well.
Yeah, and it's a lot less effective on caterpillars too.
Yes.
So, well, Monterey's making great stuff. They have a lot more products other than just Sluggo Plus and Monterey BT. I mean, their horticulture oil is phenomenal for a lot of reasons. But again, this stuff that we're talking about won't hurt your pets and family. Check out their website, MontereyLawnGarden.com, or go to our website, HomeshowGardenPros.com, to learn about where you can buy that great stuff. 281-496-5711. Are you dealing with slugs? You know, you got pests going on? What's happening to you? What's on your mind? Let's find out what's on Ralph's mind. Ralph, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Hey, Ralph.
Good morning. Good to hear from you. Yes, you could hit it right on the head. My milkweed and the monarchs, you know, they are. But my beans, I'm having trouble with the beans. They soon come up. They eat them up. That's earlier in the year if they did that. Now, but I guess I messed up someplace along the line, because I used my rattlesnake, my butter beans. Butter beans are up, but they bloom, but I don't get nothing out of them. What's my trouble there? All that.
So my guess is that probably because of the intense wet soils, you've lost some nutrient power. And so the Nature's Way remineralizer is a great way to kind of overcome that problem pretty quickly and easily. You'll get it down. The plant will start demanding those nutrients. Microbes will deliver them. But until they start accessing it, it won't rinse or wash away, because it's basically sand. So that is an easy solution to – you're just dealing with the wetness. You're dealing with a lack of production because everything's so wet and a lot of the nutrients are just kind of diluted and washed away.
And were you saying you don't see as many bees in your yard? Is that happening too?
Yes.
I would plant African basil in your yard, and you'll have bees galore. They love it. And it's not like regular basil. It flowers all season long, and it doesn't reseed. So it'll attract bees like there's nobody's business.
All right.
Or nobody's buzzness.
Let's go to trimming my fig trees and all my – I had my pecan tree big. The grape – crop there come off of that after they trimmed it and sprayed it and everything. But my fig trees and I got plenty of trimming to do on my
the bougainvillea?
No, on the fruit.
Oh.
The blueberries.
Yeah, blueberries, yes.
Yeah, I got them big trees too to contend with. My mayhaws are did really good. And fig, I got to do something with the fig. It's just overrunning my pear tree right there. So I had all that crop, but what should I trim now?
So with blueberries, you really just got to take out deadwood. You can shape the plants if you want. Anita, you're kind of...
I have them. I pretty much leave them alone mostly. I don't hardly trim them at all, except when they get a little out of bounds, shape them up like you say.
Yeah.
And I have a fig tree, but it's young, so I haven't done much to it yet.
With blueberries, you want to watch messing with new canes,
mm-hmm.
the new growth out the ground. But that's about it. You can do whatever you want with those. 1 year old wood is where the fruit will grow next year. So
on the blueberries,
yeah. So a new branch, but if you get encourage new growth from the ground, you get more berries.
Mm-hmm.
The fig, you can kind of do, Ralph, whatever you want. I have seen places that do kind of like what Crepe Murder looks like totally top off the whole thing because it's way too big, and you end up getting more figs that way because those figs grow on brand new growth, and so that's where it's like, you know, you always want new growth. So really doing a pretty severe pruning with the fig. And with all this rain, I might not do it until we get a little bit of dry out. But other than that, they can even handle being pruned in the tough weather, like a high heat.
Okay, on my beans coming up, there's something to eat them right as soon as they come up. I got rattlesnake beans. Now, you always have pink.
That is probably snails, to be perfectly honest with you. And they do it at nighttime. The Sluggo Plus is great for kind of reducing their impact. But, yeah, that's who usually attacks beans when they're babies. Baby beans, as I call them.
All right. It's been a great year. I'm glad to listen to y'all. Got to tell y'all to listen to.
Hey.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Ralph.
Thank
you. We love it when Ralph has a question. Dude probably knows enough to sit here with us and answer people's questions, but he's calling off. I love he's got Mayhaw.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty awesome.
Yes. Mayhaw jelly.
Yeah, it's a endemic only to our area and East Texas, and you don't find it anywhere else in the world. So pretty awesome. 281-496-5711. Anita is here for 2 full hours, and so she'll be back after a quick conversation with the Yard Geek, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Nothing helps protect your home like a steel roof. If you like the flat look, you can choose from new designs. Boral Steel stone-coated roofing provides the durability of steel with the elegant look of tile, slate, wood, or shingles that HOAs love. Boral Steel stone-coated roofing combines sophisticated designs and colors that enhance the value of your home with the durability, performance, and protection of steel. Explore every option at boralroof.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are talking gardening, and we have the distinct pleasure to be talking with Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer, the Yard Geek. Hey, Bob.
I don't know how distinct it is, but yes, I'm glad to be here with you. It's always a pleasure to be here with you, Danny.
It's a very specific type of pleasure.
Yes. Very good. Very good.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's the word distinct is kind of funny. It's like not great. No. All right. So what Bob does is he answers a question for us every week. Here we go. This one's from Arlene. Arlene says, please advise the best way to get rid of chamber bitter in my St. Augustine lawn and in the beds. And then she goes and say, I can't listen to your show all the time. Can you please email me your response? So she has gotten an email, but we'll probably follow up after hearing your advice, Bob.
Yeah, and you're pretty smart to pass this one by. Chamber bitter is tough. You know, it looks kind of like a mimosa leaf on top, and of course underneath there's these little tiny row of seeds. Now, yeah, it's extremely difficult. I don't know of any selective herbicide even that we can put on. I don't even think the Agroglon crabgrass killer would touch this one.
Right.
It's a tough one. So. Organically, the best way to do anything organically is to pull it out by yourself, you know, whatever. But I have had that in my lawn, and I've had it in my flower beds. And believe me, on a Saturday afternoon, I have sat down with a little cup of everything Roundup or even a 20% vinegar solution and literally brushed it on the leaves of those plants for it to absorb in and just kill just the plant. It's a non-selective. It'll kill whatever it touches. That's why I'm using a little sponge paintbrush. Keep a pre-emergent down on that soil. That will help very much as far as establishing all those seeds that are dropping off. It'll keep that from happening. So chamber bitter is extremely tough. It's kind of a pretty plant, but you don't want it in your lawn, and you obviously don't want it in a flower bed. So put in a flower bed, just pull it out or just dab some of this herbicide on there or a 20% vinegar solution. Try to do that. Keep a pre-emergent on it, and let's see what I think you can eradicate it that way. But, yeah, there's nothing we can spray on there that will not hurt your St. Augustine grass.
Right. Yeah, my thought, I love what you said about the pre-emergent because that is where it seems like that's maybe you can't solve the problem this year, but you can stymie it going forward.
That's how we just get long-term control of it. Exactly. Yeah. Folks, if you have any other kind of question like that, hopefully it's not as hard as chamber bitter. We'll be glad to help you here at Southwest Fertilizer. I have lots of yard geeks on staff, so come on by and I'll help you out. Or if you like, just like Arlene did, send your question in to yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.